You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Racing Podcast from William Hill. My name is Jack and we are here for the next 10 or 15 minutes or so talking about Thursday's races. And joining me for this is John Budden. John, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, Jack, although I would have been even better on a high if Isaacstown Lad had landed the nap at Ayr earlier in the week, only to be beaten a neck. He would have won another couple of strides.
Never mind. I'm sure your naps have been doing okay recently, haven't they?
Yeah, not too bad, Jack. They have been buzzing away.
Excellent. You can check out John's naps on the William Hill Naps table, available on the website. We're going to have a look at races from Ludlow, Newcastle and Taunton very shortly. But today's Racing Post, John, they've been featuring trainers who are going to be prominent at Cheltenham. And today's the turn of Gordon Elliott. What do we make of his chances? Will he bang in a few winners? It seems likely, doesn't it?
Well, it does seem likely. I mean, to say he's been doing tremendously well, Jack, in Ireland. I've known Gordon for a while because, of course, he started off basically in this country with sending runners to Perth and other northern tracks like that over hurdles. And he's done amazingly well. I mean, he's catapulted himself to the top of the tree and it looks as though he's absolutely certain to be champion trainer in Ireland this season, which is quite a feat when you consider Willie Mullins and the strength of that particular stable. What's going to win for him? Well, he thinks Death Duties is going to win the Albert Bartlett, and I think he's probably quite right.
Yeah,
this is a horse I've watched over the winter, and once or twice the Irish gurus have tried to suggest that he has not got a change of gear, and in a way he's been a bit lucky to win on occasions, but he's a very dour, determined performer, and I can quite see where Gordon's going. I think he'll be an ideal horse for the Albert Bartlett, and presumably Jack Kennedy is going to ride him. I mean, he's a remarkable teenager, and yeah, he really does ride extremely well. So, yes, you can see Gordon Elliott and Death Duty going very well indeed in the Albert Bartlett.
Yeah, Tombstone as well in the Champion Hurdle, maybe?
Could be. I mean, to say he's a fresh horse, and one or two people in the studio on Tuesday suggested it was going to be a competitive but low-grade Champion Hurdle. I'm not sure about that, but no. Tombstone is fresh. He comes to it. He's done well in his two outings. He could be definitely a player.
Okay, well, we'll look out for Gordon Elliott's progress at the festival. Of course, all the races are priced up on the William Hill website at the moment, williamhill.com. And there is the insurance as well. If your runner doesn't feature at the Cheltenham Festival, you'll get your money back. A bit nearer to the present moment is that this weekend's action at Doncaster, John. And I know you wanted to talk about the Grimthorpe, where you felt as though the Grand National second from last season was maybe a good price to take on the favourite.
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting race. The Last Samurai won this particular race, the Grimthorpe 4-mile marathon at Doncaster last year, highlighted his chances then for the big race at Aintree, and he ran remarkably well. It must have been a heartbreaking moment for Connections and Kim Bailey Trainer in particular, when the horse looked as though he was going to win going over the last fence and was then run out of it on that long run and grind to the line. But he ran extremely well. He's a very interesting horse. I've always followed him even before he arrived at Kim Bailey's stable when with the McCains, and I thought he was likely to make a long distance chaser of a high standard. Kim Bailey, I think correctly in my view, thinks the handicapper has done him for the Aintree race this year. I tend to agree with that because 11-5 is very tricky.
Yeah.
But it will not stop him, even under top weight, from going very well in the Grimthorpe on Saturday. Mind you, it's a smallish race, not a big field, but
no,
it's interesting. Two northern runners in the race as well, with a definite chance. Definitely Red, who won the Roland Merrick at Weatherby over Christmas and was a little bit unlucky to be brought down by Vintage Cloud in the Peter Marsh. He wouldn't have won. He wouldn't have beaten Bristol De May, but he would almost certainly have been in the frame. And then, of course, being a loyal Cumbrian, the winner's got to be looking well. Mm. This is Nicky Richards' horse, who ran extremely well. First time out since Kelso in the spring, when second in the Skybet Chase. He couldn't ever look like beating Zigo Boy, who was very much the, you know, the buzzword of that race and won comfortably. But looking well, ran on extremely well in the straight. And Nicky thinks he will make a Scottish national contender with a real chance. He is actually entered in one of the handicaps at Cheltenham as well. But I think it'll be Grim Thornton Scottish National. I fully expect Looking Well to run extremely well on Saturday in the Grimthorpe and perhaps enhance his prospects to win a Scottish National.
Okay, well, the early prices are up on the William Hill website. Click on Horse Racing and then Future Races, and the Grimthorpe Handicap Chase is there. Definitely Red 3-1, The Last Samurai 9-2, and Looking Well, which is what John was just talking about, currently priced at 5-1. All right, we move on to the racing on Thursday then, and we're going to start at Ludlow, if we can, John. We have the 3.25. This is a novice's handicap hurdle. It's over the 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and it's just a small field we've got here to sort out.
Yeah, it is a small field, and I can't say it's absolutely brilliant either for a race that did have really quite a lot of entries in it, Jack. We've got Seymour Star in the contest, who ran, I thought, reasonably well last time out. Was a winner. Wasn't actually by any means a great race, but I thought Seymour Star could go quite well. Alan King's horse is in very much better form now than they were this time last year. Mm. Interesting for Cheltenham. He's got Royal Plaza in this race, I think, but that ran actually very disappointingly at Fontwell last time out. I'm going to go for Kim Bailey's horse in this race, Ali Andy. I thought Kim Bailey's team are in really good shape, and Ali Andy was, you know, a fair performer at Taunton last time out. Finished second in a biggish field of 15. That was on the 5th of February, so he's had a little bit of time to recover. Another Frontier won the race, and the form is fair. Another Frontier was actually in this contest, but declined to take on Kim Bailey's horse again. So Ali Andy will be my choice in that 3.25.
Okay, yeah, another mention of Kim Bailey as well. Ali Andy in the 3.25 at Ludlow. 35 minutes later, we're staying at the same track where we have the Forborough Gold Cup Handicap Chase over the 2 miles and 7 furlongs. And again, just a maybe a disappointingly small field here, John. 7 runners go here.
Yeah, the quality of it is a bit disappointing in a way too. Mm. Forborough was a marvellous horse, and he won at Ludlow, and hence the name Forborough Gold Cup. He will be turning a bit in his equine grave, I think, of the quality of this field. Interesting runner is Belmount from the Nigel Tristan Davis yard. Now, Craig Forsyth brought out a very interesting little stat on Tuesday in the studio. He pointed out that, in fact, there have been 25 runners from the Nigel Tristan Davis since he had a winner.
Yes.
And his runner on Tuesday failed as well, so that made it 0 out of 26. Now, of course, quite a number of the horses had run reasonably well without winning, so one doesn't wish to sort of clamp down on this stat and suggest that all is not well with the Tristan Davis team. By no means, but it is just interesting that they've been just a little bit without a winner for a while.
Rarely go that long without a winner.
Yes, rarely is the word, Jack. I thought Belmont has got to improve quite significantly to win this race. Was pulled up last time out and seems to have basically lost the plot for the time being. Nanceroy could go fairly well for Evan Williams. I always think that Ludlow, you want to look out for Evan Williams's team, and was, you know, a consistent second last time out. There could be a bit of support for the McCain horse, Valley of Milan, a faller at Musselburgh last time, but there's is a winner. and the stable had been in very good form. But I thought Robert Walton's Warford's horse deserved to win at the top of the weights here. Dusky Lark, a winner at Wincanton, second at Wincanton. That represents to me the best form in the race. So I'm going to go for Dusky Lark.
Dusky Lark, then the selection in the 4 o'clock at Ludlow. Let's move to Taunton now for the one race we're going to look at there, which is the 4:10. This is a handicap hurdle over the 2 miles and three furlongs, and seems to be a common theme, John, but again, not many in this.
No, not many. I narrowed it down really to two of them to have major chances. Zareb is definitely one of them. Was a faller at Cheltenham last time out, but had won the time before, and, you know, the form of that race is not by any means bad. Well, Zareb was a good winner from Master D, so that was a fair performance. However, Alan King, we've mentioned already, and he's got, in my view, the definite winner of this race. The unit ought to score. I thought that his form on the whole was definitely better than other rivals. And interestingly enough, he runs particularly well at Taunton. Ah. Alan King has obviously, you know, nominated the track as being one that the unit likes. And I thought he definitely ought to win this. Say short price, but it would be disappointing if the unit does not score.
Yeah, some good form figures for the unit. Second, first, third, fourth. So not bad at all for that particular horse. The unit then in the 4:10 at Taunton. Right, we are going to move on to the all-weather on the Topeka surface, and we're off to Newcastle. It's an afternoon meeting there, and we are going to take a look here, John, at the 4:55 race.
Yeah, interesting little race this, seven furlongs. There's just no draw bias on the Tapita at Newcastle as far as we know, but I have noted that horses actually drawn one right up against the inside rail do sometimes not run as well as might be expected. The three horses I've picked out here are drawn something like 3, 4 and 5, so there should be no problem with the draw. Volunteer Point is the first one, and has got to go close, I'm pretty certain. Mick Shannon trains, and Graham Lee in the saddle. I emphasise that because I think Graham Lee has ridden this horse twice before. Definitely rode it at Chelmsford last time out, when in fact Volunteer Point was a perfectly sound second. And Graham Lee and Mick Shannon, you know, they team up well together. It's good to see Graham getting winners during the winter. Hasn't been riding all that amount, but he's been getting a great deal better and getting more winners in the bag, which is good news. So I think Volunteer Point will go close. Ibaz might run a little bit of a race because he's trained by Archie Watson, who's very much a find in the training ranks this season. But I think it's got to improve quite a bit on the 8th at Kempton. The one I like is Sylvester Kirk's horse at the bottom, Pacolito. I thought that Pacolito ran pretty well at Lingfield last time out, and I think that that was a race won by Simply Me, which will give Sylvester Kirk's runner here, Pacolito, a definite chance, and that will be the choice.
Okay, so a recap of your selections. John, 4:55 Newcastle, Pacolito. We've got the unit in the 4:10 at Taunton. Then we move to Ludlow, where we've got Ali Andy in the 3:25 for Kim Bailey, and Dusky Lark in the 4 o'clock. Well, good luck with all those selections, John.
Thank you, Jack.
And you can hear John regularly on William Hill's Racing Radio. The Racing Podcast will be back for Friday.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.